You don't go as far as your dream. You go as far as your team. I'm going to say that one more time. You don't go as far as your dream. You go as far as your team. What I want you to know is your dream is bigger than you. And because your dream is bigger than you, it will require more than you. What you see is going to require a squad. It is the principle of partnership. The power of all of us is greater than the power of any one of us. God incarnate enters the earth through the womb of a woman named Mary. 30 years, does absolutely nothing for the last 3 years of his life, engages in public ministry. And when he engages in public ministry, the very first thing the incarnate, omniscient, and omnipotent one does is picks a team. Before he opened one blind eye, he picked a team. Before he performed any exorcisms, he picked a team. Before he took two fish, five loaves, and fed thousands, he picked a team. Because we don't go as far as our dream. We go as far as our team. Therefore, if I'm serious, not just curious, if I'm serious about dreams, visions, actually becoming a reality, there is a specialty skill that I must develop. And my willingness to develop this skill is an indication of how serious I am about my dream. I'm going to go so far as to say my willingness to develop and improve this skill is actually an indication regarding whether or not I actually believe in my dream. Because if you believe it's going to rain, you learn how to build an ark. Oh, Darius, I believe God's going to do great things in my life. No, you don't. Oh, I believe God's going to, I hear it all the time. I believe God's going to do great things. No, I don't. Because what I do in the present is an indication of what I actually believe about my future. If God's telling me it's going to rain, it's time to build an ark. So there's a skill. And very often, I'm going to say regularly, whether I am talking to business leaders or I'm talking to the average parishioner that's a part of our congregation, very often when I make this turn and start talking about this skill, people disengage. That's not what the elite do. That's not what the extraordinary do. That's not what dreamers do. But it's what the average individual does, because they automatically assume I can never develop that skill. They incorrectly assume this part of the teaching is not for me because I'm not what he's talking about. Not realizing that this is a skill that any and everybody who is serious about dreams coming to pass, meaning a dream for your family requires this skill. A dream for your marriage requires this skill. A dream for the church requires this skill. A dream for the company requires this skill. What is the skill, Darius? It is the skill of leadership. Yeah, I'm saying it's used as a noun, but leading is a verb. It's not someone I am until it's something that I do. It's a skill. It's a skill that's needed in the home. It's a skill that's needed in the context of marriage. It's a skill that's needed in the context of ministry. I call it a meta skill. If you can get this skill, it's the one domino that knocks a whole lot of other dominoes down. And when I say leadership, the average individual checks out because they say, that's not me. Because when I say leader, they think boss. They have an understanding of leadership that is rooted in culture, but not rooted in a revelation of Christ. This is huge. This is everything. I never looked at it this way until I concocted and came across this definition of leadership. So let me throw this out because hopefully this gives some clarity to what I'm trying to communicate, because I'm telling you right now, everyone under the sound of my voice is a leader. We do not have the same leadership roles, but all of us in here have leadership responsibility that must be stewarded well and wisely if the dreams and the visions God has given us is going to come to pass. Dreams and visions do not come to pass with specialty skills only. What's a specialty skill? Speaking. That's a specialty skill. God's gifted me with the ability to speak. That's a specialty skill. But the vision for Change Church cannot come to pass just by me speaking. I have to skill stack. Bringing a vision to pass requires more than the 40, sometimes 45, sometimes 50, sometimes 55 minutes I'll speak on Sunday. Depends. Depends if the 49ers are playing or not. Listen. Leadership is influencing individuals or organizations toward their purposes. Wow, that set me free. See, the key word there is influence. Because here it is, very often when our understanding of leadership is rooted in culture and not in Christianity, when we think leadership, we think authority. And maybe leaders are in authority, but the operative word here is influence. You see, a leader that is in authority, that always has to wield their authority and talk about their authority and assert their authority, is an individual that doesn't understand the power of influence. Influence is better than authority. Authority gets compliance. Influence gets buy-in. And I didn't learn the power of this by leading our church or our companies. I learned the power of this when my children became teenagers. I need anybody that survived that season to pray for me right now. Stop what you're doing. Pray for me right now. Somebody tell me it's going to be all right. Come on, tell me. Tell me. Okay, if you survive the teenage season, tell me it's going to be all right, because I'm in the middle of it. It's going to be all right? Okay, I believe you. Yeah, this is when I learned what worked when my sons were 5, doesn't work at 15. Put that down. You get down for them. Get off your head. Don't swing from the chandelier. But the older they got, the more they're outside my presence. So authority gets me compliance when they're in my presence. But influence gets me buy-in when they're out, when they have buy-in. They're bought in, not just in my presence, but outside of it. They bought into a value system. They bought into a way of living that doesn't require micromanagement. And the need to continually and consistently micromanage, not delegate, not hold accountable, but micromanage, is an indication that there's compliance but not buy-in. See, authority makes people follow. Influence makes people want to follow. And everyone in this room has influence. You've got influence with friends. You've got influence with family. You've got influence with spouses. And the kingdom model for leadership, which is the best model for leadership, I'm going to argue that in a minute. The kingdom model of leadership is a model of leadership that is fueled by influence, not domination, not control, but influence. And all of us in the room have influence. Some of you have influence and you're not even conscious of it. You're impacting people and you have no idea that you're impacting people. As a matter of fact, some of you are surprised when people actually articulate how you've been impacting them. Everyone doesn't have the same leadership role. But everyone has leadership responsibility because you are influencing someone.